Blog Talk Radio.
Fireman that lost her life. She succumbed
on Thursday from burns from a fire about a month ago that we lost Chris Leach and Jerry Ficus. That Artie ran track at Howard and was a terrific, terrific person. So in her memory and her parents and those who loved her, we send out our best wishes and our best thoughts and our sincere sympathy. So, well, we had a little break there, and are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm a little sick. I'm running a fever. It's congested.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
So, don't mind if I cough a little bit.
No, no, that comes with the job. I just want—I don't want anybody to worry about us down here in Florida. It was 83 degrees today, and it's probably going to go down to a low of 67 tonight. And but I don't want you to worry about that. We'll survive.
I'm pretty sure you will.
And how about can we get a medical update on Mr. Mel?
He's not doing so good right now. He's there was some medications that reacted with him. He switched medications and they messed a little bit with his motor functions. So, right now we're dealing with that and seeing what's going on. But his wife has been tremendous. She's been absolutely tremendous and letting us know every little detail that goes on with her. So I do want to commend her, thank her, and tell her, you know, that we appreciate everything she's doing.
Yep. Well, we send out our best wishes to him, too. Not a better person on this earth. So, well, we got some big fights coming up next week. We had some when we were off. Where should we start? Where would you like to start?
Oh. Well, we should start, I guess, with the furthest fight. Did we talk about the Andre Ward fight?
No, we didn't. No.
Then I think we probably should start there.
Okay. But I do have my score sheet. I'm waiting for Chris to get on because if you remember, Chris first went with Ward, and then decided he was going to go with he and Brady, the only two that went with Kovalev. And that didn't turn out too good for them.
Well, some people would disagree. You have a lot of people who thought Kovalev won the fight. Me personally, I watched the first time I watched it, I thought it was a draw. The second time I watched it, I agreed with the judges. I thought Ward won by one round. But there was some moment. It was a close fight. It was a close back and forth. I want to say back and forth sort of fight, but it sort of went one way early, excuse me, and then, like, Kovalev kind of was not in a dominant position early, but he was clearly winning the fight. He was clearly, he clearly had ring generalship. His power was landing. He knocked Ward down. In the first round, he kind of buckled Ward with a jab. In the second round, Ward went to counter, to jump in with a right-hand counter, and Kovalev caught him. He caught him flush, wore it down. If then the first time I saw the fight, I was like, "Oh, that's a hard shot." When on the replay, I seen the shot. It was a hard shot, but Kovalev didn't turn his fist over all the way. He didn't have time because Ward jumped in, so he kind of hit him with a palm fist, kind of the palm part of his fist. He didn't get to fully turn it over with the knuckle. I do not know. I don't think Ward would have gotten up if Kovalev would have been able to turn that shot over.
Right.
With that said, Ward got up, and he responded well. He got his head well. His head wasn't really hazy, but that power that Kovalev had kind of had him, you know, thinking different angles. Well, Ward adjusted, and he started landing his own jab. Actually, it looked like a power left. And then he started going to Kovalev's body. Early in the fight, when they were tangled up, Kovalev would push Ward back to the ropes. As the fight went on, and it seemed as Ward got to Kovalev's body a bit, Ward started pushing Kovalev back.
Kovalev was physically overwhelming in the early rounds, like you said. And he was hitting him with body shots. There were clean shots, hard shots. And even when they were in the clinches, he was hitting that body. When around the fifth round, but things started to go bad for Kovalev. He using his right hand.
It started going a little different. I think he was when Ward adjusted. Kovalev it took a little moment for him to adjust, but all credit due. Kovalev adjusted himself in that fight. He started countering pretty good. He started going to Ward's body a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Kovalev, he looked like a heavyweight fighting a light heavyweight. When I first seen him in the ring together, Kovalev's a giant man. For a light heavyweight, he is a very big man. And you can see how they measured up with each other as far as height and weight and density. Kovalev is a denser man in Ward. He's a taller man in Ward. He's essentially a thicker man in Ward. So Ward was fighting a bigger man, period. At least he had, it looked at least 15 pounds over the 15-pound weight difference. With that said, I think Ward, after the initial shocks of Kovalev's power and he kind of knew where it was going to be coming from, Ward adjusted well. And he started wearing Kovalev down slowly, but you could see who the tired man was going into the later parts of the fight. And Ward finished strong. One thing I noticed about fair judging, is that they usually will reward the fight to the guy who finishes stronger, who looks better going into the late parts of the fight. If it's close like that, they'll reward the guy who finishes stronger. And without a doubt, Ward finished the fight strong.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kovalev, according to the CompuBox, Kovalev actually threw 137 more punches, but landed just 10 more. Kovalev landed 19.8% of his jabs, while Ward got almost 33% of his jabs landed. But the funny thing is, after the fight, I thought the comment from Kovalev, "We're going to have to do this over again," was funny. And then I was talking to Kathy Duva this week, and she says, yes, she is going to exercise. There's a rematch clause, and she is going to exercise it. So I guess we got something else coming up soon.
And that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful because the fight was entertaining. For fight fans and just general, perimeter boxing fans, the fight was an entertaining fight. It had some drama, and you always were kind of glued to the TV, like, okay, what is Kovalev going to get his power off, and what is Ward going to do to, adjust? And so, the fight was back and forth. I see? I kind of see the fight going the same way. I don't see much differential. I heard sports commentators, some of them who don't really know boxing as well. They said, "Well, Ward got to look at Kovalev. He's going to dominate him in the next fight," and that's not true. That's totally not true. Just because Kovalev, for one, he made very good adjustments. He made very good adjustments. And Ward is an experienced fighter. People forget the loads and loads of experience that Ward has. Compared to Kovalev, Ward is he's fought the better competition. Maybe not in the higher weight class, but he's fought the better boxing competition. So, I can understand people saying that, but Kovalev is a dominating fighter. And you can never, ever count a dominating fighter out. Ward he won the last part of the fight. Dominated, I can't exactly say that because Kovalev made his adjustments and took a few rounds late, but one or two maybe. But Kovalev is a guy who, his power and his boxing acumen, the guy is a rangy boxer with power. He's not, most guys with power want to step to you and get it to you, and get in your chest or bring it right to you. And a lot of those guys get hit a lot. They have to come to you, so that lends for counterpunching, a bit of counterpunching, and a guy who can box, move around with his feet, and they're pretty tough. They tend to give guys like that trouble, the straight-ahead guy, trying to lay their power on. Kovalev is different. He's a guy who boxes from the outside for the most part, but he's a puncher. He's a pure boxer puncher, boxer first. But he just has that power, and it's rare to find a guy who can box like that. He's not as quite as schooled as Tommy Hearns, but that rangy boxing with that power lends you to almost kind of think about that, a Tommy Hearns mold almost. So, I mean, you can never count a guy like Kovalev out. And I think that if they fight again, it'll be similar to what we saw.
Hey, you know, the one of the statements that bothered me, too, was that Kovalev thought that he only lost three rounds in the fight. I can't see how that could be if we got that close on the judges' scorecard.
Well, a lot of the rounds were close. I can think of three clear rounds Kovalev lost. I'm not the exact number, but I remember a round where it looked like Ward was bullying Kovalev around for a little bit. I watched the fight twice. The first time I thought it was a draw. I thought Ward needed that 12th round to make it a draw. When I watched it again, it seemed that I gave Ward one round. That knockdown, he made up for the knockdown. I gave him I agreed with the judges, and I rarely agree with judges, to be honest. All three judges had the score the same. I would think that there was something foul afoot, except for I watched the fight. And it's hard to come up with, you know, different scores of range from those judges. Maybe a round or two, you know, you could swing this way or that way. That's why I can understand some people saying, well, Kovalev won. Not a robbery. Mm-hmm. Not a robbery at all. But I can understand somebody say Kovalev edged it out. I can see that. So, you know, that's how it goes.
As far as another one that seemed to get away from somebody was the IBF cruiserweight Marco Huck. He defeated Kuchar, and from what I could see of the fight, it was another German fight, of course. So they made a lot of money, but you know, there were so many close rounds in that thing. I don't know how they were able to pick out the winner. Did you happen to see that one?
No, I did not happen to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Marco Huck is a name that's always, I mean, he surfaces around relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him be a little more relevant, but he's been a name that's been around for a minute. It is highly touted for a minute. We have to see the proof in that.
Yep. Yeah. You know, we've developed, according to the computer, they've developed a problem in Chicago with the feed. So they're going to be shutting us down in about 5 minutes. But we'll have to finish this next week. But, you know, I thank you for coming on, especially when you're not feeling well. Then, you know, as always, you're rough spot on with our technical information and appreciate it. You know, we'll keep Mel in our prayers and his wife in our prayers, and I hope everything goes well for him.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, you want to lead us out?
I sure will. It's been a short session, but I do appreciate it. I love being here. Definitely with my Fighting Words family. These shows are definitely a memory of Bob. Anyone wants to hear any Fighting Words, please do call.
Thank you. And again, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, these programs are brought to you each and every night of the week in grateful appreciation to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, men and women of Police and Fire Services. When you're out there and you see somebody in a uniform, just let them know you're there. Not everybody's a bad guy. A lot of us are under fire each and every day, and you never know what's going to happen. Men and women put on a uniform and walk out the door, whether they're fire, police, fire, or armed forces, and never know whether they're coming back that night to see their family. These programs are dedicated to those who lost their lives in the line of duty. Deputy Robert Anthony Carroll, Patrolman David Curtis, Patrolman Jeffrey Colcap, Sergeant Thomas Batinger, Patrolman Jeffrey Yazowitz, Patrolman David Crawford, Detective Randy Bell, Detective Ricky Childers, San Diego Officer Mike Hendler, Lieutenant Mike Zerba, Newcastle County Police, Patrolman Arnolfo Crispin, Lakeland PD, Deputy Barbara Pell, Broward County Sheriff's Office, Chief Al Hugo, Longwood Key Police Department, Chief Jimmy Ford, Wilmington Fire Department, Highway Patrolman Alonzo Moses, Philadelphia Highway Patrol, Highway Patrolman Brian Lazaro, Philadelphia Highway Patrol, Highway Patrolman Brian Murphy, Plymouth Township, PA Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Bob Neary, Philadelphia Fire Department, Deputy Chief Mike Godwin, Philadelphia Fire Department, MIT Officer Sean Collier, Sergeant Mike Wilson, Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Jonathan Scott Pine, Orange County Sheriff's Office, Patrolman Robert Jermaine, Windermere, Florida Police Department, Trooper Chelsea Richards, Florida Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Joyce Craig Lewis, Philadelphia Fire Department, Patrolman Charlie Condit, Tarpon Springs Police Department, Sergeant Robert Wilson, Philadelphia Police Department, Louisiana Trooper Steve Vincent, Harris County Deputy Darrell Goforth, Prince William County Deputy Ashley Gidden, Euless, Texas Police Officer David Huffer, Hillsborough County Deputy Sheriff Charlie Kotloff, Captain Chris Leach, Wilmington Fire Department, Lieutenant Jerry Ficus, Wilmington Fire Department, Sergeant Paolo Salto, New York Police Department, FDLE Inspector Vinny Galaccio, and Firefighter Artie Hope, Wilmington Fire Department. My brothers and sisters, although you may be 10-7 at this point in time, at some time we'll be 10-10 at the table of the Lord. Until that time, may the roads rise up to meet you. May the rains, may the winds be always at your back. May the rains fall softly on your fields and the sun shine lightly on your face. Until we meet again, may the good Lord keep you and your families always in the hollow of his hands. Good night. God bless. Have a good week.
Shemalek ma'ilama, shemahezahilma, sona shenevoratfet, hakuigegen ma'ilma.
All units be advised, 1999 has responded to his last emergency. May God rest his soul.